This is 91.3 WYSO. On Miami Valley StoryCorps, we bring you conversations between local people who went to the StoryCorps booth in Dayton last spring. Today we hear Millie Smith interview her mentor, Ryan McClinn. McClinn is a third-generation politician. She was the first female mayor of Dayton and the first African-American woman elected to the Ohio State Senate.
Ryan, let's talk about your dad. Tell me your first memory of your father.
Well, he used to be a promoter. He always loved to have a bar. The family always had a bar. Mm-hmm. Nowadays, my parents have probably been arrested. But as a kid, you know, they took me to the bar. That's where the babysitter was. Everybody right. in the bar handled me. And I saw Lynn Hope, Ruth Brown, Duke Ellington, Count Basie. All these people came through the Farmdale, and Ray Charles. And my dad always tells the story that he taught Ray Charles how to drive down there in Hog Bottom. But one of my favorite memories is riding in the back seat as a little girl in Fats Domino's pink wow. convertible Cadillac. So when I talk about my dad, those were the kind of things that he made happen.
Well, I have a question, you know, knowing your dad and, you know, growing up, I mean, he was like my idol. What were some of your father's hopes and dreams for the future?
One of the things that he used to say all the time, he said, if I can remember everybody that I helped, then I haven't done enough. Mm-hmm. You're supposed to help so many people that you don't even know who you helped. My grandfather was really the inspiration for him. In fact, my grandfather was the first African-American in Dayton to run for the city commission. And at that time, they put Black Hand over in the newspaper covering the city, tried to accuse him of being a communist. And then they also bombed the home where we lived. And the people at that time came together and protected the family. And he was never elected to anything, but he was a very influential person. And as my father goes on in politics. So that's where the beginning comes from.
Well, how are you different now that you were before you lost your dad?
Well, first of all, just judging by all the things that he did in politics, I was like, this is the last thing in the world I want to do. People are mean. You can't please them. And I don't want any parts of that. And when he suggested that I finish his term out if he didn't live, I was just totally in shock. And, you know, and then you say, well, how? I really don't want to do this, but how do you tell your dying father that I'm not going to do this? So I said, well, if he has enough confidence in me to do this, I'm going to do that. There was a lot of community opposition to me filling his seat. And then after being in the state rep for 6 years, that opportunity came to run for the state senate. And I said, I could at least do this for my dad. I can take whatever he was and go a step higher. So I ran and became the first African-American woman in the state of Ohio to be a state senator. And then opportunity came to run for mayor. And I said, well, now I can vindicate what happened to my grandfather and try to be the best mayor as a council member for the city of Dayton. And so when I won that, I felt that my grandfather had been vindicated.
That was Millie Smith interviewing her mentor, former Dayton Mayor Ryan McClinn. This Miami Valley StoryCorps interview and many others can be found at wyso.org. Today's interview was edited by Community Voices producer Jason Reynolds.